This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In Rogerstown, I'd met him and knew him from JFK assassination events in Dallas years before that. But the first time I had him on, like 2015 or something, we were getting into, he just remembered it, I remembered it too, how Obama was setting up Pentagon programs to spy and censor on Americans. Now we know that's the shadow government. That's how they've done it. Some stations join us next segment. So we'll get into that then. But first, he wanted to hit this. And how crazy is this? Mainstream news, Jack Smith using his investigation. We know it's a parallel construction. They already have the database. They already did it. They know it's coming out. To say, to order Twitter, which is totally unconstitutional, give us all communications. They're coming after you. Biden's DOJ targets Trump supporters on Twitter, demands a list of all users who retweeted, liked, or mentioned President Trump's Twitter account. I mean, you talk about dragnets. You talk about abuse of power. I mean, this is just wild, Roger Stone.
Ordinary, Alex. I'm not even sure what you would do. They want to know everybody who reposted or retweeted Trump's postings. They want to know everybody who followed him. What legitimate purpose could this possibly have?
Intimidation.
Yeah, it is. Look, they're cranking up to do the exact same thing again. I think we know that. I also know that yesterday the judge in D.C., denied a motion by Trump's lawyers to have turned over all the information regarding January 6th and what government actors or foreign actors were present or involved that day. The judge denied that. This was reminiscent of when the judge, in my case, denied a motion by my attorneys to use expert witnesses and forensic evidence to prove that the Democratic National Committee had never been the target of an online hack by the Russians or anyone else, which was the underlying premise, of course, of my fabricated indictment. So Donald Trump cannot count on the Constitution or a free trial, a fair trial. And we already see key pieces of evidence that he is entitled to under the law for his defense being denied to him.
But Jack Smith telling Twitter, it's mainstream news, give me anyone that ever said something nice about Trump. What the hell is that? Clearly an attempt at intimidation, but also a dragnet for the social credit score. In Ireland, they're saying anybody criticizing that Muslims keep stabbing little kids to death, one of their specialties, will have any government benefits, Social Security, welfare, anything taken. They have a National Health Service. I mean, we're here. This is crazy.
Well, Jack Posobiec pointed out to me yesterday in Ireland, if you have a meme that is anti-illegal immigration that the government doesn't like, you can be arrested. You can be arrested. I'm really enjoying Conor McGregor stepping up very courageously at speaking out against this. Alex, hope you'll try to get him on the show. They're threatening to arrest him. They're threatening to prosecute him because he's standing up to the traditional values of Ireland. It's very hard to fathom.
Every country's having the same takeover happen. But I got to say this, Roger. 1 minute to break. We'll come back and hit all the big news. But this is all desperate actions. Yeah, it's hard for us, the tip of the spear. We're under incredible attack. But the whole globalist system is in a lot of trouble. Look at all the populists getting elected everywhere. I want to talk about that when we come back, too. But just 45 seconds on that.
Yeah, I think we should definitely talk about Argentina. Javier Milei is a friend of mine. He is a breath of fresh air. I mean, he's Trump times 10. This guy is the real deal. He's blunt. He's a patriot. He's an anti-globalist. You know why I got elected, Alex? They have paper ballots, 100% paper ballots, and they count them all in one day.
By the way, which they just had the reform 2 years ago. So the first time they have paper ballots, the communists are out.
Now, that's not to say that there is no vote stealing, but Malay's people had an excellent Election Day poll watching operation, and it prevented the theft of another.
Let's get into the Global Awakening and Javier Malay that you know well first, and then we'll get into all the censorship and more, and then Trump and the insanity with Roger Stone. Stay with us. Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year, but because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally, almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale, hands down, of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2. Discounted InfoWarStore.com.
Porzumne kanto, bugurne rapsi, rapi pusto celis. Porzumne amici, bugurne rapsu, rapi pepelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The live show headline for InfoWars.com says it all. Must watch Thursday broadcast on hour number two. New World Order architect Kissinger dead at 100. Musk tells globalists to F off. William Shatner says prepare to die. Alex Jones breaks it all down with Roger Stone right now. He'll be leaving us in about 10, 15 minutes. And then I'm going to plow into everything I haven't hit yet, and I've just begun. I've only covered 4 or 5 stacks. I've got all of this. Elijah Schaefer, great investigative journalist, is going to be joining us in the third hour. We'll continue on into the fourth hour. But Roger, you know Javier Milei. I think he's a great guy. The whole system's after him. But they just, as you know, a few years ago, got rid of the electronic voting machines, got paper ballots, which aren't perfect, but are way better. And magically, he wins. We also have El Salvador with the Patriot in. Whether you look at Sweden or Greece or the Netherlands or Italy or New Zealand, or I've looked at the numbers. About 80% of regional elections around the world are going to anti-globalist, and around 65-70% are going at the presidential or the ministerial prime minister level. That has got to scare the hell out of the New World Order. Give me your million-foot view, then let's zoom in to 10,000 feet with Javier Milei and Argentina.
No, Alex, I think you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter how many times the corporate, corrupt, legacy media tells people things are going great in their everyday lives. They know that's not true. They know their neighborhoods are no longer safe. They know that the cost of gasoline is out of sight. They know when they go to the grocery store that half the shelves are empty. They know that what is in the grocery store they can't really afford anymore because of the ravages of inflation. They can look outside and see homeless people in the streets, but they know we're shipping billions of dollars to Ukraine. They've now recently learned that we had numerous opportunities to negotiate a peaceful settlement, stop the killing, but it was all vetoed, not by the Russians, not by the Ukrainians, but by the Biden State Department and NATO. So I have no doubt whatsoever that in America, as in Argentina, there's an absolute majority of citizens who are fed up and are ready to return to our constitutional roots. They're not buying the agenda of the World Economic Forum and the globalists. The question is, can the United States, like Argentina, have a free, fair, honest, transparent election? And to what extent will the election interference at all levels, state and federal, play a role in the outcome of the new election? The Democrats, which is really the globalists, the Democrats and their handmaidens in the mainstream media, Alex, they're apoplectic about this most recent round of polls, whether it's the New York Times Siena College poll, whether it is the Bloomberg Morning Consult poll, whether it is the Big Data poll, whether it's the NBC poll. despite all of the crap that they've tried to dump on Donald Trump, he is leading not only overwhelmingly for the Republican nomination, because that contest is essentially over, but he's leading Joe Biden nationally and in the swing states. If this election were held tomorrow, and if it was honest, Donald Trump would be returned to the White House. They are apoplectic about this. Their first instinct is, well, we got to replace Joe Biden because Joe can't make it. Between Joe's inability to deliver, you know, a line, his tendency to continually fall down, his seeming to not know where he is, I actually feel bad for the guy. I think he's this is elder abuse.
Sure. So how do they replace him with Newsom or Big Mike?
I still think that their big problem is Vice Presidential Kamala Harris. This is a problem of their own construction. Biden selected her to satisfy a key constituency in his party, but she's next in line by any traditional political measure. How do you bypass the sitting vice president who, even though she doesn't have dementia, makes even less sense than Joe Biden? She's next in line. You can't just push her aside.
Now, she's clearly on Xanax, though. I mean, it's not just foibles or not just gaffes. Any speech you watch, she's a babbling moron.
Well, I would actually argue that she may not make a great public appearance, but she's much smarter than you think she is, because somehow she came from being Willie Brown's side piece to being Attorney General and U.S. Senator from California, and she's not going to go gently into that night. She knows that she's theoretically next up if Joe doesn't run, and the Democrats know that that is a potential disaster. So I think there's internecine warfare going on right now inside the Democratic Party. I would love to have been a fly on the wall at Rosalynn Carter's funeral, where, by the way, Melania Trump, one of the most gracious, beautiful, cultured, decent women I've known since 1988, wore a somber gray coat over a black dress and was shellacked by the media when she went to Rosalynn Carter's funeral. By the way, Rosalynn Carter wore a brown and white checked top coat when she went to Richard Nixon's funeral, and nobody said anything. So, but you can imagine what that was like, because Biden was there with Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, and they are the de facto controllers of the Democratic Party. In the end, it's Barack Obama who will decide whether Joe Biden stays or goes. Now, I don't think that there's any possibility that Biden will resign, because he's not going to give up the authority to pardon himself and his brother and his son and the many members of the Biden crime family. But that doesn't mean that he cannot be persuaded not to run again. And at that point, I still believe and continue to believe that the party drafts Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom, who has his big audition tonight for vice president on Fox in his debate with the governor of Florida, gets to be vice president, but only if he pays heavily for it by raising hundreds of millions of campaign funds, which he most definitely can do. In their party, I'm sorry, you cannot replace a sitting woman of color, who is next in line with a white male. It just won't fly in their party.
Well, we're certainly going to find out. You're usually right. In fact, you're almost always right, Roger. In closing, I want to go back to what we were just mentioning. Jack Smith going after every Trump supporter on Twitter, wanting their names, all their information. I mean, this is beyond 1984. And then these new documents that just got released that confirm Obama had a shadow government with U.S. intelligence agencies spying on and censoring for the express aim of stopping Donald Trump being reelected. I mean, this is just so amazing. Where are the congressional hearings? I mean, I guess we're about to see those because, as you said, they're trying to get the COVID hysteria going and the fear going, and they're trying, and it's not really working. They want mail-in ballots again, so that's kind of the left-hand track. But the right-hand assault, the main assault, is the same thing we saw the last few elections of manipulating the internet, blocking stories they don't like. You know, the same playbook.
Yeah, there's a very, very smart guy I know in Texas told me it's an information war. That's really the truth. And censorship is a key element of pulling off what they pulled off on 2020. One of the main reasons why Trump was able to win in 2016, most improbably, was because he had a level playing field. They never saw him coming. And he mastered social media, and that was the perfect platform from which to launch the counterattacks on him. They denied that to him in 2020. I told him in 2017 they would do that. He didn't believe it. They did it in 2020. I think he will fight them tooth and nail so it does not happen again in 2020.
Well, that's right. You said this a few years ago. Trump wasn't planning to run again, but they messed with him and threatened him and attacked him so much, and he then saw how America was being destroyed. You told me privately that, well, it looks like he's going to do it. And you said, but don't tell anybody. 6 months before he even started saying he was, I'm giving some inside baseball, but it's okay now. It's in hindsight to show how accurate you were. And so they drafted him by intimidating and trying to threaten him or trying to intimidate him. And now, as you said, this is a new Trump. He's totally wise now. He knows about the deep state. And they say that, oh, my God, we're all going to jail. Well, yeah, not because you're the political opposition, but because you've engaged in treason and you're never going to stop trying to stop us from saving the country and the world until you do go to prison. You're the ones that censored. You're the ones that targeted people with lawfare and fake criminal charges. You're the one.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Court cases that have survived documenting the epic fraud that the media insists to us did not take place in the 2020 election. That is also fueling Americans to wake up. If you look at the polling, it's amazing how many times and places the people are not buying the mainstream media narrative that they're trying to shove down their throats. So journalists can mock you. I saw Bill Maher trying to mock Oliver Stone over the idea that there was fraud in the last election, and he spits it out. It was rejected by Sixth Street Court. No, it was not, Bill. Sorry. It wasn't heard by Sixth Street.
And now I should ask that. Now that courts are looking at it, federal and state courts are finding fraud and saying the machines are a fraud and saying illegals voted and saying there were scams.
I think this just builds to a crescendo and aids in the inevitable comeback of Donald Trump.
No, I totally agree. But are they smart enough to back down at this point? Because they're boxed in. They're in checkmate right now.
I'm not going to speculate about what they might do other than to say the same forces who killed John Kennedy, the same forces who removed Richard Nixon in a silent coup, the same forces who tried to remove Ronald Reagan in the Iran-Contra matter, the same forces who propped up the Russian collusion hoax and two completely phony impeachments, well, they're capable of just about anything. I put my faith in this case in the hands of Jesus Christ.
I agree. Now it's time to pray. In closing, and I appreciate you staying longer, and I have a lot of news hit, folks. Stay with us. Roger, you and I have been in the arena together. Nobody else has been attacked more than us other than Trump, and he's on a whole other level. And we're tough, I know, but it's incredible. It's only the listeners that have kept us on air. But you are a great example, and so is InfoWars. And that means our supporters get the credit. This is about you, folks, that we're still here. And the enemy sees if they can take down Mike Lindell. And people laugh at him because he's goofy and funny, but he's a beautiful guy, does great work, reached tens of millions of people. They can take down Trump, they can take down Roger Stone, take down Alex Jones, take down Tucker Carlson. They believe they can win. Take down Russell Brand. It now came out the CIA and FBI with MI6 were working to set up Russell Brand, and Obama had him being spied on. That's who runs things. 3 years ago. So Russell said, hey, I'm being targeted. I didn't do these things. Turns out it's the CIA and MI6. That was in the New York Post. Just yesterday. So now the public gets, hey, Roger Stone and Alex Jones are really up against the deep state. Okay? We're only still here. That's why we're so thankful to you, because we want to fight and we don't want to back down. We're men. We're strong. But we understand the gas in our tank is you, and the eyes and ears is you. So you're everything, folks. And so that's why seeing Roger's show, it's been big for long, explode all over the place, seeing it everywhere, knowing how successful Roger is despite all the persecution, and the fact he didn't back down is beautiful. That's a testament to his perseverance and his will. But again, without your support, no matter how much will or perseverance he's got, he can do nothing without you. So, Roger, people find you at StoneZone.com for all the great work you're doing, your books, your films, your work, StoneZone.com. Thank you so much, Roger Stone.
It's great to be with you and have a blessed and great weekend. God bless you.
You too. It's good to be associated with real men like him. That's the company I want to keep, folks. Not a bunch of cowards, not a bunch of losers, not a bunch of globalist scum on the payroll of the Chi-Coms. I'm on the payroll of America and freedom and my ancestors that founded this damn country and founded Texas. And I'm not going to sell my birthright out for nothing, including I'll take a bullet in the head for truth. And let me tell you, if more people just had that attitude, we wouldn't be in this incredible tyranny today. But because we became a nation of cowards that would take money from anybody that would give it to us to sell out our morals, we lost everything. But the majority of Americans aren't for sale, and they're waking up to what's happening, and we're going to save this country. I want to thank Roger Stone for coming on. We're now going to get back into all the news and information that I have not hit. And let me talk about this. Let me talk about this right now. I don't want to sit here and spend an hour boring all of you, because I get countless family phone calls and friends and neighbors and, hey, talk about the bankruptcy. Talk about how you're on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, every damn show, the local newspaper. And my wife's family calls from Omaha. Hey, he's on the front page of the paper. Look, we got bigger fish to fry than what's happening to Alex Jones, okay? Quite frankly, as long as you support us, we're going to stay on air. And everything they do is to make it look like it's insurmountable. None of it is real. You remember the headlines last year and a half in this bankruptcy. Jones has $400 million hidden. He's going to prison. None of that was true. Not 1% of it. The filings they put in had no reflection on reality in any way. They're allowed to do that and commit crime in federal court because they're the anointed CIA. That's who runs this. That's who's running this, the CIA. And the judges are all scared. Everybody just follows their orders and salutes. Yes, sir, CIA. Yes, sir, CIA. But it doesn't matter because nothing they said was true. And that's why you don't hear any of those lies anymore. So when you see a headline, you have to understand maybe 1% of it's true. There'll be one little piece in a whole giant New York Times story or a Bloomberg article, and all the rest of it's pure crap, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute total horse manure to make you think, A, I'm going to be shut down, or A, I'm like Scrooge McDuck swimming in a vault of gold and diamonds and rubies. None of that's true. So I'm not going to spend time on this. I got a lot of news to hit when we come back, but I'll just give you this. I've had a lot of requests, but everybody's not tuned in at once, so it's pointless to even do this. In fact, it's even pointless to explain it. Look, we're in Chapter 11, Subchapter 5 for free speech. The judge has said, knock on wood, it's going through. And then we'll go on with the appeals for years. And then if we lose the appeals with these kangaroo courts, then some of the profit from this place will go to them. Okay, I don't even care about that. All right, so nothing else you see is real. They told you a year and a half ago he'll be shut down in a month. He owes $1 billion plus, billion, you know, we want $2.75 trillion. That was all just meant to make you think. Jones owes $2.75 trillion or $2.76 trillion. I'm not joking. Pull it up. That was another fake Bloomberg headline. They asked for that. They thought, well, that'll make us even sound bigger. We want $2.67 trillion or whatever it was. Just type in Sandy Hook families. The families asked for as if I had $1 million. It's preposterous. But it's all just a system out of gas. Oh, two men can have a baby. Alex Jones owes $2 trillion, the GDP of India, with $1.5 billion people. Now, there it is. Sandy Family suggests, oh, that's not even the real headline. Bloomberg said they asked for 2.75. See, the number's so high, I said 2.65. It sounds like I exaggerate. It's 2.75 trillion. I mean, it's all just little kids pretending. But that's what you get with the government agencies, folks. They think, you know, it's like Wizard of Oz. And he goes, I am the great and powerful Oz. Yeah! And then like Toto goes and pulls the curtain back. It's a little old man. That's what it is. And that's all it is. So, we're not going off the air unless you believe we're going off the air and you don't buy products at InfoWarsStore.com that are already incredible that you already need. If you don't go get the fundraiser signed book or unsigned book, if you don't get X2, which you really need, is incredible. If you don't get the high-quality toothpaste, if you don't get the colloidal silver you need, silver bullet, if you don't get all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, well, then, yeah, you'll decide to shut us down, not them. Just pull the curtain back, man. It's a fraud. It's a joke. These people are a joke. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. with continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products. You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Even your beloved little Dylan, he lies, okay? But they lie in a very specific way. So you come down for breakfast, you open the cabinet, and like half the Oreos are gone. And you say, Dylan, did you eat an Oreo? And he's like, oh, no. You ate an Oreo, didn't you? Yeah, just one. Dylan, there are 12 Oreos gone. Well, maybe two. You get it. He's lying. He knows he's lying. He's ashamed of what he did. He's trying to hide it. You caught him. He's doubly ashamed you caught him. And so he's trying to hedge a little bit. Well, it's not as bad as you think. I'm not that bad. A person only ate two. I didn't eat 12. And instead of, you know, smacking him and saying, you lie, you get it, right? If Dylan worked in the Biden administration, he would stare right in your eyes and smile and say, I didn't eat any Oreos. You did. You ate the Oreos. You ate the Oreos. And he would be so calm and unperturbed and so certain of your guilt that in your mind you would think, did I eat the Oreos? Maybe I did. Maybe I sleptwalked.
All right, I want to make one more point that I was making just about my mindset, because I think it is the mindset to beat the enemy. It's what they fear. I've been through a lot, and it's experience, not me individually, that even came up with this. My identity is standing up for freedom, and my identity is not selling out these people. So I'm never in danger of selling out. Not because I'm the best person in the world, but because I physically, spiritually cannot do it. In fact, I'm mad at myself all the time that I'm not harder working and don't have more energy and can't contribute more in the fight, because my soul and my very cells are happy when I'm fighting tyranny. And I look at people out there scared of the system or what it's going to say or what it's going to do, and I agree with Elon Musk. You've got to tell the system, F you. You're not going to bully me. You're not going to own me. You're not going to run me. And that's the attitude that creates incredible freedom. And the real choices we've got. Now, I want to hit some really dangerous news here, folks. And I want listeners to listen to me, because I'm my biggest problem. I'll have these crystallized thoughts that I know are absolutely right and that will explain everything to people from deep research and experience. And then I listen to rebroadcasts sometime, and I never get to all of it. And that's because I try to get to too many details instead of just making the big statement open-ended. And then from there, going through all the evidence. I tend to try to put on the evidence and then just make a quick summation at the end. No, you should say what I'm about to present, and then we should walk through it. But I've made a real deep dive study of the New World Order and history and different elites and how they operate and what they want and what they're doing. And here's what it comes down to. There are fabulous technologies available right now, and a lot of things that are being suppressed that are seen as disruptive technologies by the establishment that they don't want the general public to have, because it will free up civilization even more, and we'll be able to do even more incredible things, and then they won't control the future. So very selfishly, the ruling establishment that got where they are, almost all of them through fraud, through fractional reserve banking, through the issuance of currency and credit, they're able to buy up all the inventors, all the thinkers, all the culture, all the ideas. They're threatened by Renaissance. They're threatened by dynamic societies, because those will give rise to individuals and ideas and groups that will supplant the current ruling class, which you need to supplant ruling classes. Even if they got there through hard work, it's time to move over every few generations and there's new blood. That's the essence of innovation. That's the essence of freedom. It's why God put an expiration date on all of us, so you can move on to the next level that you've chosen, and so others have a chance at the wheel. So here's what I'm trying to get at. The very selfish, cold-blooded decision has been made by less than 20 families to dumb people down, to turn us against each other, to poison us and make us so toxic and so stunned that we will then accept being depopulated by 90%. And there's arguments that look at people laying around and all the corruption, all the problems. The point is they're making it as bad as possible to make sure the bad outcome happens. And then when you study the ruling families, they are the most degenerate, out-of-control, crazy people. Most of their children end up in mental institutions or commit suicide or go against their own biology. It's epidemic in the ruling class to cut their penises off and all the rest of it, and women cut their breasts off, their uteruses off. I mean, this is a hellraiser cult. And they so loathe themselves at a deep subconscious level that they're projecting their hatred of themselves upon us. And they're not fulfilled because they're not standing up for the species. But they're totally committed. So 20-plus million people are dead from the shots. The Navy just released an official document that was secret. It's been leaked, but they confirm it's real, that there's a 900-plus percent increase in heart failure in the Navy, and similar numbers in the other branches of the military. That's something the Russians or Chi-Coms could never do. And so I understand to like say that. It just sounds so horrible and so unreal. What do you do about it? Well, you first admit they're doing it so you don't take the shots again. And I understand the horror of that. It'd be much easier to just go watch a baseball game or a basketball game or, you know, go party with your buddies or go bass fishing. I get it. But our ancestors didn't do that. They stood up to tyranny. That's why we're still here. And they weren't perfect. So really, people not fighting this evil are missing out on what you were born to do. You were born to fight this. And I just sit back and marvel, just like I know a lot of you do, and just say, man, it's really crazy the globalists cooked up these horrible depopulation plans and the scientific tyranny were betrayal and oppression and lies as law, and they're really doing it. And then you see the lawyers and the judges and the bureaucrats and the corporate people who were selected because they follow orders, sitting there destroying their own future and your future with them right in front of you. And you say, why don't you have honor? Well, you have to understand, not everybody's conscious. Not everybody has that real connection to God. So feel sorry for them that they're weak and they're traitors. And they will be held accountable. But at the end of the day, just like V says, if you want to know who's guilty, just look in the mirror. Because the people serving evil are weak. There's a lot of reasons they do what they do. But they don't matter. We can't use the fact that they're doing bad to say, oh, well, we can't do anything because they're bad. No. Skip the break. We have to look at the reality of what we're facing and realize that we were born to resist this, and it's the safest course to fight this. If this thing goes in, almost everybody's dead. And I'm going to play clips for you here in just a few minutes.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Understand God's plan, not God's mind, but to see God's plan from our primitive level. It's God. It's perfect. You thank you for making me exist. I understand you're going to lose a lot of people because of free will. How do we save them? And God says, you are going to save them through me. You're going to go warn them. You're going to go get them. You understand me, son? I'm not Jesus. You're not Jesus. He was the Son of God, but we're archetypes of that. Son, I need you to go save my other children. You're there. I put you there. As a special ops in this operation, I need you to go get them and save them. I've given you all the skills. I've given you the gifts. I put you through the hell that you signed on to so you can be there for these people. Now, you understand, you're in my mind now. You understand how precious they are, the prodigal son. So I don't get mad at God for how much energy he puts into the prodigal son because I've been the chosen son. You've been the chosen son from the time that you were young. You've been with God the whole time. God's telling us, I want you to go save the prodigal son now. That's our job. We are God's cheat sheet. That's what this show is. We're here so it's completely clear so that people that decide to go against God know they did it and know they signed on to a losing operation. So it's completely clear. It would be evil if God just made us conscious and threw us in with the devil into a pit bull fight and watch us get our asses chewed up. No, he gives us everything. He gives us the enemy playbook. He gives us the manuals. He gives us the will, the looks, the energy. We've got the repertoire, the spirit. We're infinity more powerful than the devil. He gives us everything and just says, will you make the right choice? Will you join me in eternity? Real simple. Real simple. Ways in one, and Elijah Schaefer's coming up. This, they've already released new viruses, but the shots they gave us gave the public have annihilated their immune systems. There's record deaths everywhere. They're now blaming it on mystery viruses. Because, you know, the vaccine protects you from COVID, but we don't know why you're dying. And now they've got Fauci and Peter Hotez climbing out from under rocks telling us disease X is about to kill everybody. It's going to be 20 times worse. Here's the headlines right here. And new lockdowns are starting. And all mail, it's all back. And then William Shatner climbs out from under his rock. And he says, we need King Charles to lead us out of this. We're all dead if we don't do what he says. But if we follow the WEF and the UN operation, it cuts off the resources and billions die. So see, as we die, they say it's, oh, because you're bad, not because they cut the resources off. And you've got AOC and Beto O'Rourke and Al Gore, the world's going to end in 2030, because it's going to end as we know it, because they plan to kill 90% of us by then. And I want to be sitting here in 7 years or 6 years now, backing them off and saying, well, they only killed 500 million. Hell, they already killed last number, 80-something million from locking down everything. I mean, we're here, folks. We're going over the edge of the waterfall. You ain't got to wait now and say, well, we better fight this or future generations will get screwed. You're going to get screwed. You're the future generation. It's here, folks. Time's up. So I got a bunch of compilations of this, and I think tomorrow I'll do more of this, and I think I'm going to shoot my whole show with Stephen Crowder on this because it's so big. There's so much. It's all coming together right now. Not coming together. We already knew, but it's coming together literally. It's like we saw it 10 miles away. Now we're here. So go ahead and play William Shatner, obviously paid to go out and say this. King Charles, he says, he's my king, must lead us. We must do whatever he says or the oceans will rise and everything's dying. But they're the ones chemtrailing the skies and poisoning and GMO and saying that, again, the people saying they're going to save the earth are the ones murdering it. Here it is.
Let's look ahead to COP28, which is coming up very soon. 200 leaders from across the world will be gathering in Dubai. What is your message to them?
The people of the world have got to recognize that you are hopefully beginning to recognize how dire it is. There's no time to delay. We've delayed all we can. We've got to point everything that is humanly possible to cleaning the air and putting nature back to what it was as best we can. It's very forgiving, nature, but we're killing it.
King Charles, who's of course the head of state,
yes,
in your home country, Canada,
yes,
will be giving the
King,
will be giving the opening address. So he will be opening the summit. And a lot of people have criticized him and said, listen, because you're now king, you should be politically neutral.
No, he's got to say, we're all going to die. That's what he should say to open up with. Excuse me? We're all going to die.
You'd like him to get the message across?
Very quickly, we're going to die. Much sooner than we expected, we're going to die. And then tell us how to avoid it.
So you support him in his role as king, talking about the planet.
What a glorious thing. England is one of the foremost countries in the world, and it has to lead. And it is. There are lots of... in fact, you know, you could say the English are more conscious. Their gardens are preferably overrun than manicured. Letting nature...
They're taking the cows and the sheep away. They're shutting down the farms, saying organic farms are bad in England. Here he is, oh, let's have bugs and trees and birdies and cows. No. Insect farms, giant compact cities, 5G, chemtrails, spraying aluminum everywhere. They're murdering the earth, Shatner, and you know it. Continue.
Take over. No, it's an English tradition. The countryside and the livestock and dogs and sheep. And
oh, hit pause. Oh, under the official UN carbon tax and WEF, and when you get rid of your dogs and cats. All of it's a lie. Continue.
Oh, England can lead the way along with any other country that wants to exist.
You've previously raised concerns of the war in Ukraine taking the attention away from the climate emergency, and now we, of course, have the conflict in Israel and Gaza. How do you feel about that?
The human tragedy is going on everywhere is heartbreaking. The fact that these two punishing wars are siphoning off the time, the mechanics, the people, the intensity towards global warming is maybe our final chapter. The irony that war, which we've been continuously since we've come out of the caves, or even in the caves, making war on each other, the irony of making war on each other is also the period in our existence.
Hey, pause. The very same globalists that are viewing the carbon tax as a war on humanity are the ones launching all the wars. But just all, and he also says earlier, the seas are going to flood. We'll all be underwater in 5 years. They said that in 99, within 5 years. They said it in 2007. They said by 2017. It's all fraud. Continue.
You've made it clear that before you leave this earth, you would like us to all get our act together and try and do our bit to try and prevent extinction.
I've got a children's album that we're ready to announce, getting ready to put it out there. I don't know what the title of it is, but it's a children's album aimed at doing musical numbers, the entanglement of all life, so that Ants and Aphids is one of the songs.
That's enough. So he tells you the great truth that life's all interconnected, but the answer is due at Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and King Charles say, which is the end of carbon-based life forms on the planet. But of course, if you're the ones bringing in this alien takeover, and that's what it is, creating all these alien life forms in labs, which is what it is, then you're the guardians of the Earth. And then if the Earth dies around us and we all starve to death because they cut the resources off or viruses come out of labs, they say, well, they came out of jungles. It was hot. You hear all this. And we've got AOC and Beto O'Rourke and all of them. Oh, the world's going to end in 2030 because they're cutting the resources off and starting the wars to do it. And then they tell you, do what we say, windmills, electric cars that are incredibly toxic and out of control, and open borders and all of it. This is a death cult. And here's the thing. You're not going to have to wait anymore, folks, to see if what I said was true. You're living it every day. And I don't care if you're a police officer or you are a bureaucrat or you're a farmer. It doesn't matter who you are. You are getting frontline seats to this. And it's for everything. We're going to go to break. I'm going to play that clip I talked about. I've got another compilation of his interview. That's just, you know, we're all dead. The seas are rising. Do whatever King Charles says. Oh, the gloriousness of our king. He's so amazing. The man is a degenerate pedophile. On record. And so, and there's a whole argument that they have these huge extravagant lifestyles and then tell us we can't have a lifestyle as if any of it hurts anybody. What hurts us is the genetic engineering, the lithium mines, the toxic waste dumping, and the cutting down trees that they say trees are bad, carbon's bad. He's like, oh, we need more trees. Did you get the memo, Shatner? Those aren't good. You demon. Maybe Shatner's going to die in the next week or something and join Henry Kissinger.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.